Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. Some polling before we go to the lines. Polling that has come out. 55% of Americans believe that Trump should not hold office again, should be barred from holding office. 55% of all voters. 91% of Democrats believe that Trump should not have any prominent role in the Republican Party going forward, as a candidate or otherwise. 61% of independents feel the same way. Trump should have no prominent role of any sort, including as a candidate, going forward. However, 87% of Republicans believe he should have a prominent role, although some of them believe he should not be a candidate. And finally, 50% of everybody, including Republicans, Democrats, and independents overall, obviously more Democrats and independents, believe that Trump lied about saying that he wasn't inspiring the insurrection. So that's some very, very fruitful stuff. Okay, we're going to go to the lines. We're going to start with Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. A whole lot on my mind this morning. It mostly involves state politics here. Apparently, the governor, former governor, and I stress former governor, apparently he wasn't around when Act 10 happened down there in 2011, because his recall of it is totally different than mine. There was no violence. So that guy can, I don't know, I guess he was too busy hiding in tunnels down there, Matt. Okay? we have a senator that is delusional at best, that he thinks the insurrection in D.C. never either happened or was Pelosi. So, I don't know. He's like with the wind. I don't even know what he believes in. I mean, the guy is, well, all I got to do is listen to him. And he's going to run again. I know he is.
Right.
And he's going to have Trump campaigning for it. But here's the thing that really bites me this morning. And I got a little excited yesterday on the radio about it. Why should I, as a taxpayer, pay the Republican Party to hire lawyers to gerrymander the districts? I don't care if I'm in a fair district and I'm represented by a Republican, but I at least want the districts to be fair. And I can't. Why is this? I mean, this Republican Party. How can they do that? How can they use my money to hire lawyers to gerrymander things? And I just get beside myself in a state with the Republican Party. I never used to feel this way about the Republican Party, believe it or not. I don't know.
Well, Paul, you hit three things. Two of them are subjects of this broadcast, so I'm going to get to those, and I will acknowledge you when I do. But the third one, you raise a good point with Scott Walker. One of the tropes that they're trying to feed us from the Republican Party as well, the Act 10 demonstrations are the same as the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Give me a break. There are people listening to this show that were at the Act 10 demonstrations. My sister, who is an instructor at UWM, she and her husband and kids were over there every day. A lot of friends of mine. Give me a break. It was peaceful. Walker says, okay, they went in the Capitol. So what? It's the people's house. You can go in the Capitol. There's nothing wrong with that. They didn't go in there breaking windows with lances and spears. They didn't kill a cop. They didn't brain damage two cops by hitting them over the head with a lead pipe. They didn't gouge a cop's eyeballs out, or eyeball, singular. They didn't rip the three fingers. They ripped three fingers off a cop. Almost crush another cop's head in the door. They didn't do that. It was peaceful. And for Walker, you know, he may be sniffing around himself to run again, because what else is he going to do? But that is a disgusting comparison. It's a false and stupid comparison. Paul, thanks for calling in. Your other 2 points are subjects of the show today, and you are going to get your props.
Now we're going back to the lines. Victor of Madison, my friend, thank you for calling.
What's on your mind today? And by the way, you're the third caller, Victor. So you win a t-shirt at the end of this discussion. Give your address to Luke. And thanks, Quan. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was down there 10 years ago. Speaking of being down there, yeah, it was all good. There was families with kids, you know. Yeah, I was down there almost every day, too. Free pizza. It was a big party. Anyhow, if you barred Trump from all golf courses but his own, that I think that would hurt him. He'd go nuts. But seriously, though, I'm a grandpa, and I have a 5 and 7 year old son. I think it's way too early to get kids in school. I mean, you know, little kids, they could have, we don't know the long-term effects of this virus. If they get it, or if they bring it home to their parents, grandparents, you know, that sort of thing. I read a book about Walt Disney. He didn't start going to school till 2 years late. They, I guess no one could take him to school, so they waited till his younger sister was old enough. He went to school with her 2 years younger. He was always 2 years behind. And I think you even said Abe Lincoln never went to college. You know, and we have, everyone's got,
he never went to high school. He never went to school, period.
Yeah, sure.
He read by the fire. But Victor, you're making some good points, but here's the deal.
Everyone's got a smartphone.
In modern society, one of the problems with young kids not going to school, you know, a kindergartner can't go to kindergarten virtually. They just can't. They have to be socialized with other kids. First graders aren't going to learn. High school kids can go virtually to a point. But there's an awful lot of kind of pediatric mental health specialists who say that the kids not being in school and not socializing is damaging to them. The problem is, of course, is what you have pointed out, is that kids don't get the coronavirus very easily. Some who do, it has terrible consequences, but it's very few. But the problem is their teachers are right around them, janitors, staff, and then they come home to their parents. And the thing is, you can't say to a kindergartner, social distance from your teacher or the first grader. My wife was a speech and language pathologist in the public schools. And, you know, for the young kids, all of the faculty there would help them put on their boots, you know, during snowy days and zip up their coats and all that kind of stuff. You cannot stay 6 feet away from a 6 or 7 year old. So what do you do? Yeah. And the teachers' unions are negotiating with management. I think that Biden came up with a pretty good plan, and it's a consensus plan. And what it is teachers and any school staff should be put right to the top category of vaccines, just like right after health care professionals and senior citizens with real secondary problems. And obviously grocery store clerks, people who interact with the public, but teachers the same way, and cops and firefighters, anybody who can't socially distance. We have enough vaccines coming online right now to do that. And so the idea is, let's go back at least in the lower grades, not necessarily high school right away. That exempts some high school, some teachers, but for kindergarten and grade school teachers, get them vaccinated, send them back in. Have the kids go in. Yes, the parents have to worry about what to do. The parents will have the authority to decide if they want their kid to go to school or to try to do it virtually. But I know neighbors of ours who have first and second graders who are trying to do it virtually. It's very, very hard to do. There's no easy solution, Victor. There's no easy solution, but the pediatric mental health of kids is important. The lives of teachers are important. And I think that the best way to handle it is vaccinate the teachers right away, early, like other people who are vulnerable, and at the same time, get the youngsters back into school as quickly as possible. Not February, March, probably April. Maybe extend school throughout the summer as a special semester. We got to deal with it. But excellent topic. Thanks for calling in, Victor. Thank you for calling in. Now, getting back to the percentages of that poll, that bodes very well, in my view, going forward with the ability to rein in Donald Trump. The cult of Trump. It's like the cult of Mao Zedong. It was like the cult of, during the Third Reich of Hitler, the cult of Mussolini, cults in various African countries, cults in various jihadist countries. This is America. This is Western civilization. This is the Judeo-Christian tradition. We don't do cults. We don't do cults of people in government. We elect people in government. And the reason we elect them is because they're our hired hands. They work for us. They don't come swaggering in and go, yeah, you hired me, but now I'm throwing you out and running everything and you have no say going forward. Well, that ain't the way it works. So 91% of Democrats do not want Trump to have any prominent role at all going forward, either in the Republican Party or in government. 61% of independents do not want Donald Trump. 61% of independents, many of them Republicans or leaning Republican, don't want Donald Trump to have any prominent role in government of the Republican Party. Sadly, 87% of Republicans want Trump to have a prominent role in the Republican Party. Now, not all of them want him to be a candidate. So the poll did not break those numbers out from the 87%. But that's disturbing. 87% is almost 9 in 10. Republicans think that Trump should have a prominent role in the Republican Party. In other words, should be the party of Trump should pay some deference to this guy. 50% of everybody thinks he lied about the insurrection. And all of that is exactly right. So we have something to work with. But the Republican Party is starting to break up. And we're going to be getting back to that in a deeper way after the break. And after it does break up into various factions, which is going to start to be evident in the 2022 elections, we'll have a lot more knowledge about what to do. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.